Brian Ford joins us. Brian is a financial advisor and senior portfolio manager with RBC Wealth Management, a sponsor of WCVE-FM. Good morning, Brian.
Hi, Dan. How are you doing?
Very good. Thank you. Brian, Valentine's Day coming up, and thank you for sending us a little love last week. We got a little stability from just a rock and roll week in stocks, but it's still a little rough and tumble out there. It's probably a good time to ask just where are we in the market right now? What are the indices telling us about the market?
Yeah, I think that's a good time to step back and say, take account of where we are and what's going on after what was one of the wildest weeks I have seen in many years in the market.
Just crazy out there.
Yeah, here are the basics, Dan. The stock market dropped about 5% last week, okay? And near the end of the week, we were down about 10% from our high, which we were in late January. Now, that's what we call a correction. That's 10% or more of a drop. Hadn't happened in about a year and a half. The market rallied a bit late on Friday, leading us down about 2% for this year so far. Now, this morning looks starting up, so that's nice. Okay, so you can breathe again. Take a deep breath. Let's go deeper. Many individual investors are basically a little under where they were at the end of December, which is still, remember, a good bit higher than they were a year ago. Okay, so people have been calling for stocks to drop, you know, for many months now. This has been a very, very doubted, people have been looking at this, calling for this for some time. So now we've got it. Now what? It's like the dog chasing the car and he catches it. So what is he going to do with it? Well, the president of the New York Federal Reserve, Bill Dudley, called the recent action, quote, small potatoes. Now, he may be right on a technical basis because we're still up from a year ago. But let's face it, last week was a big deal to a lot of people. The sell-off has been pretty evenly distributed for now. No industry or sector has been spared. I saw a report this weekend that pointed out that our market went from what was called expensive to fairly inexpensive quickly. No shock there. The big question, of course, everyone is asking is this just a temporary blip and a continued move up, or is this the sign of another big move coming?
Yeah, I feel like each week it's another police show drama where something happens at the end of each week and the detectives survey some bloody scene and tell the gawking public, nothing to see here.
Yes.
But there's got to be more of a story if you look at some of the data.
I do. I like that analogy, Dan. Now, I have to say for one thing, I realize that most investors listening to us now don't have the time or maybe inclination to care about how or why this big sell-off occurred. I'm like the Charlie Brown teacher on Peanuts. You remember they hear wah, 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 economy, wah, 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 stock market.
Yeah.
So I'll try to make this very straightforward, Dan. Basically, economic data is still very good. Earnings of companies are not only good from where they were last year, but they're rising for the rest of this year. That's good. The inflation numbers that people fear may not be as bad as originally thought. And the interest rates that we watch closely have been holding at or below 3%, which is good for now. It could go higher, no doubt. But many analysts say they wouldn't start getting really overly concerned until interest rates went over 4%. Now, despite all that, could these wild swings affect people's behaviors and cause them to get more cautious, maybe not buy a car or hold off on a home renovation? Could the market's actions in itself be a self-fulfilling prophecy and send us down into a recession? It's possible, certainly, but not a likely scenario right now. I saw an interesting report, Dan, on consumer behavior this weekend that noted that most Americans don't own stock directly. And their biggest concern is, not surprisingly, the job market. And right now, the job market's very strong and wages are rising. And Dan, do you know what their second biggest concern is?
What's that?
Gas prices. Mm. And gas prices are still pretty good in the low to mid $2 range. So I would say that overall, the data is okay for now.
Well, I always tell my kids, there's a joke in our house, coulda, shoulda, woulda. And, you know, we certainly have the power to react to some of this data, Brian, but mm-hmm. what sort of things should we be asking ourselves mm-hmm. or be asking our financial advisors as we try and digest some of this data, or really in any times as we digest the data? There's got to be some basic questions.
Yeah, I've been working with clients, Dan, in all types of good and bad markets for about 25 years. My suggestion is, rather than asking every day, is it over yet, or acting in denial about market moves, ask yourself some very basic questions. Number one, why did you invest in the first place? Do you have a specific goal for your kids or grandkids or retirement or business? Everyone does have basic goals, but it's easy to lose sight of them in the day-to-day frenzy. Now would be a good time to run some scenarios to see if you're on track. We do this a lot for our clients, and it helps bring peace of mind to these situations. If you need to make a change, that's a smart move. Number two, ask yourself, when do you need the money? Let's face it, if you need a down payment for a house in a year, or you have a kid going to college in September, you need the money and should be careful about how much risk you take. Now, clearly, if you have 20 to 30 years left to go to retirement, and maybe you can look at these as good buying opportunities. Our rule of thumb on college savings in particular is to have 2 years worth of your expected cost in a conservative position at least a year or so prior to needing it. And can you sleep at night? That's the other big question. You know, I say do what's right for yourself, not for some TV anchor or some online blogger. Make some informed decisions for yourself. If you can't sleep at night, it's not a sign of weakness, but it is a sign maybe you do need to make some changes.
Brian's report is not a research recommendation for any particular company and doesn't provide legal, investing, or tax advice. Thanks, Brian.
Bye-bye, Dan.
Dan Rosenthal, WCVE News.